Hi, this is Don Fluckinger, executive editor of Search Salesforce.
This is Jesse Scardina, news writer for Search Salesforce. We are here
on site,
that's right, at Dreamforce, the most wonderful time of the year for us. Definitely the busiest time of year for us, that's for sure. It's been already been a long day. Started at 8 o'clock sharp with some sessions, and we just got done viewing Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff's keynote, which had some big news coming out of it.
Yeah, and I went to a tour of the new Salesforce Tower to open next year, but it's under construction. They put hard hats on us, and we went up to the 61st floor.
Quite a view.
The Ohana floor.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was an amazing view, but that was all very interesting. What kind of things did you see in your sessions and announcements that were unveiled today? This is sort of the precursor to the main show, but a lot of things happened today anyway.
They did. The biggest news that came out of today was, by far, it was the partnership between Salesforce and Google that was announced a little bit for press and analysts, a little bit before the keynote. But Benioff went on stage and brought up the CEO of Google Cloud, Diane Greene, I believe is her name. And yeah, the two companies are going to be partnering, they're going to be sharing integrations. They're going to be, I believe Salesforce said that Google Cloud is one of their preferred public clouds for their products, joining AWS as preferred public clouds for Salesforce. But going deeper than that, there are many integrations between products of Google and Salesforce that will be beneficial for each user.
And the thing, when I hear announcements like this, I get so confused with the Google-Microsoft dynamic. Is this another sort of slight toward Microsoft, or is it just an expansion of current cloud offerings? I mean, does that put Azure on the outs?
Or? Yes. It's a little bit of both. I think even if Microsoft and Salesforce were on good terms, this is still something that Salesforce would look at. I mean, it's Google. It's the second, or I believe Google Cloud is either the it's top three in the infrastructure as a service, along with AWS and of course Azure. But Microsoft and Salesforce aren't that friendly right now. Benioff's been really outspoken about that. So partnering with AWS earlier this year and now partnering with Google, it's definitely a slight towards Microsoft that we're building up a power to go against you in the business space. Some of the products that are being integrated between the two are direct competitors to Microsoft's Office 365 product. The Salesforce is going to be integrated with G Suite, Google's kind of production suite of products. Salesforce Lightning will be integrated with Gmail, which of course is an Outlook competitor. And Quip will be getting some live apps from Google Drive and Google Calendar that will be embedded in there that makes it an attractive offering for this kind of living document idea that, again, Microsoft has with Office 365.
That's also interesting because we get a lot of pitches from companies that are doing CRM for G Suite. There's at least a half dozen very active ones who have a lot of PR support, so you know there's even more than that doing CRM for G Suite, and they sort of had that playground all to themselves. You know, the ProsperWorks of the world.
Insightly is a big one that I keep getting emails from about being the preferred CRM provider for G Suite, but I really think that tide might be turning. I mean, it's tough to be one of those bit players and then have Salesforce just kind of come in on your turf. Another thing I want to point out about the integrations is I mentioned the G Suite integration with Salesforce. Salesforce is also getting some of Google's power in their sales cloud and marketing cloud with Google Analytics 360 being embedded in there. And during the keynote, I'm forgetting her name, but an executive for 21st Century Fox was trotted out to show how they are using Salesforce. And I believe they were one of the pilot customers who were able to get this partnership going, because she showcased how Google Analytics 360 was directly embedded into marketing cloud to help give their employees a little more insight into where they should market upcoming movies and where they should advertise. And it I think is a big step in the right direction for Salesforce to gain more momentum. And Benioff mentioned how the company is projected to be a $12.5 billion in revenue company by 2019, which would be their 20-year birthday. So it's definitely a big growth for Salesforce here.
And I know you were hearing a lot about Lightning going on, and you have a story in the works.
That I do. Lightning, of course, was Salesforce's big unveiling 2 years ago at Dreamforce. A lot of marketing behind it, and still is. Basically, Lightning is the new version of Salesforce. Salesforce 2.0, you could say, where they have a Salesforce Classic. And for new customers for Salesforce, you go right into Lightning. That's how you figure out how to use it. But for older customers of Salesforce, there's been some pushback in wanting to transition into Salesforce Lightning. There's worries about functionality. There's worries about training your workforce. And that, I believe those issues are still a concern for customers, because two of the sessions I tried to go to today were about Lightning migrations, and both of them were full. There was no more room, so I went to the Lightning kind of Lightning theater area and spoke with a customer, Comscope, that does infrastructure, and they talked about how they have migrated from Classic to Lightning, and it's depending on the customer, really. If you don't have that good training and that good IT department, it would be a tough move. But it was unveiled 2 years ago, Lightning was, and it still is a prominent question for a bunch of Salesforce users.
Well, it also serves as a good reminder to us as journalists covering Salesforce and all enterprise IT that the vendors move, but the customers can take years to catch up, because especially when they have very deep investments in infrastructure, and as you point out, training, it's not so simple to just migrate, even though the hype or even the reality and the features and the functionality may dictate that it's the best idea. You just can't. And a migration includes more than just the cost of the software. It is a whole enterprise, like the Titanic has to.
It's the time. I mean, there's man hours that go into training your workforce to use this new system. And what Comscope did was they moved everything over, and they didn't push the publish button yet. They allowed their employees to kind of figure out how to use it on their own, and then they were able to tailor the training compared to which employee where they were having troubles, which I thought was a good way to do it, rather than try to sit everyone down in your company and get them to go through this, because there might be some who are a little more advanced than others that don't need that training.
So I want to spring a question on you, but I will answer it first to give you a second to think about it. But what is the most ridiculous thing you've heard all day? And for me, for sure, it was during the keynote, and Parker, the co-founder of Salesforce,
CTO,
comes up, and he was talking about my trailblazers, and all that stuff. And he said, hey, if you want to be a data scientist, all you need is a trailhead badge.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch. It's a bit of a marketing ploy. The most ridiculous thing I saw or heard, it wasn't really what I heard, it was what I saw that I thought was humorous, was Benioff during the keynote came out in a nice tailored Louis Vuitton suit, playing up the partnership the partnership they had with Adidas, one of their bigger customers. He was wearing the nice black and white Adidas Superstars with Dreamforce kind of written on them. And then midway through the keynote, he comes back out in an Adidas jumpsuit. And the first thing I thought of was like a Super Bowl halftime show where Lady Gaga goes and gets a wardrobe change in 30 seconds and comes back out. And I thought that was a humorous touch. But the other big announcement that we had today, and we got briefed on it last week, Don, was all the, and you mentioned it briefly, was all the new My Salesforce, My IoT, My Einstein. And basically what that is Salesforce, and this is what Benioff said, he called it a smarter, more personalized version of Salesforce, where companies can get the tools that Salesforce offers, but can put their own brand and their own content in it, which just gives them that much more of a little more powerful message when they're dealing with their own customers.
And also they're pushing hard with something we've heard across other enterprise software categories too, and that's no code, low code, sort of building these apps without hiring a million programmers and developers.
Right. And I did see that at the My Einstein a session this morning. They did a demo where you were able to really just a couple clicks and build out an AI app to embed into your company, which is a powerful thing. Like you said, if you don't have the budget or the talent to do that, the budget to hire data scientists or coders to do that, and or the talent in your company to be able to create those types of applications to give you more insight, it's a useful tool.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for today. We'll
day
be back
one.
Tomorrow. Yeah,
we will. Yeah, we're doing. We're trying to do a podcast every day, so be on the lookout for this one coming out on Tuesday, and we'll have more throughout the week.
It's been fun. See you tomorrow, Jesse.
Thanks, Don.